All right, welcome to Four Dudes in America. I am Myron, your moderator. Fellas, introduce yourselves.
What's up, y'all? This is Terrell. Appreciate y'all tapping in. It's going to be a good one.
What's up, everybody out there? This is J5. We're going to have a good show as usual. Stay tuned.
Hello, world. JC out here ready for another episode with my guys.
And last but not least, the organizer. The starter, the man of the hour, Lamar.
Let's get into the world of sports. What is going on in sports? Give us an update, fellas.
Terrell, what's going on in sports? Right? Okay,
yeah, Terrell.
Yes, sir. We got the NBA Finals game. Tonight, game four is tonight. Suns is up 2-1. I feel like the Suns are gonna pull this one out and then come back home to Phoenix and close Milwaukee out. So far it's been a good series. Giannis has stepped up. Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday stepped up at home. But I think Devin Booker struggled in game three. But I think he's gonna be much, much better. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Giannis, but I don't think they have to stop Giannis.
Right.
I think you allow him to get, but hold everybody else down. But that's it with the NBA. One of y'all going to have to tap in on the football side.
Let me ask you this real quick. On the football side, I think it was Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt. Correct me if I'm wrong. Said they was a better duo than Moss and Carter. Yeah, that's some BS.
I mean, to be honest with you, I'm gonna chime in first. They do have the rights to a Super Bowl ring. However, I do feel the better duo was Moss and Chris Carter as far as like an on the field threat. You couldn't stop Moss. The only person that maybe in the history of this game that you can line up against Moss was Deion Sanders in his prime. And when Deion Sanders faced Moss, he was a little older. But that's the only person I can only say that can stop Moss in his prime was maybe Deion. But Isaac Bruce and them, they were still decent. But
they wasn't better than, come on, man. They got the ring. That's cool. But if we go do that, is Karl Malone a great? Is Charles Barkley a great? Is it, come on, man. Just because you got, I mean, the ring is the goal, but I don't think they a better duo than Moss and Carter.
That's like saying, was Chauncey Billups and Rasheed Wallace a better duo than Stockton and Malone?
Right. Right.
They got the ring.
Well, they did get the ring, but ain't no duo better than Terrell Lamont. Come look at it. Come holla at us.
Come with it.
Come holla at us.
Come with it.
Ooh, hold on a second, though. To Howell's point, you see it. You was like, is Chauncey Billups and Rasheed Wallace a better duo than Karl Malone? Can I one up you on that comparison?
I was only throwing that comparison out in regards to the ring.
No. I'm talking like the comparison of Isaac Bruce and the ring,
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
because Myron said it shouldn't be all about the ring, so I'm just gonna throw this argument out there. The comparison could be like maybe somebody could say, is Karl Malone a better scorer than Michael Jordan because he's the number two scorer of all time?
I don't want to have no debate about that.
I ain't got no debate.
I'm just saying that comparison of what y'all seeing without the ring. You know,
can't nobody go against Michael Jordan, man. Ain't nobody ever in life going way up to Michael Jordan.
But even listen, I'm gonna just say this, y'all, and I'm not gonna make a debate. My thing is, he made his own decisions as far as like the career path he wanted to choose. You got to understand, Mike took a whole basically 2 years off of basketball in his prime. And the man took, like, really, Hal's going to say why you can't count them Wizards years. Let's just say, for the sake of stats, I count on years. But the man took basically 2 years off from his prime. Them 2 years, he could have easily been the top two. You know what I'm saying? Of the fucking, he could have been behind. He could have been over Carmelo, in my opinion, if we would not took them 2 years off. That's quality, great years.
That's debatable, bro, because you got to factor in injury and everything like that.
Man, Mike wasn't getting hurt. Mike had the best trainer in this side of the Western Hemisphere.
Let me tell you something. Jonathan, don't nobody want to care about your daddy. I'm sick of you. I hear about your daddy, and you get offended.
Hey, can't nobody say nothing about Mike.
No, not like Mike. Not Mike. But
what's going on in sports on the football side?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Training camp about in the process of starting it toward the end of this month. Training camp will be up and running. And MLB, the ball, they just had the American League one. So they get home court home field advantage throughout the playoffs. For the World Series, they get the home field advantage. For the fifth straight year, and then Vladimir Jr.
Yes,
he was the MVP of the game. That dude can hit the ball.
The youngest
to hit 400 home runs, 200 or 400. I think it was 200. One of them in All Star history. He's good.
While you on the MLB, let's not skip over Jonathan's second dad, Stephen A. Smith. He was talking shit about the pitcher. I forgot his name. Chinese guy for the Dodgers.
A Hontai.
For the Dodgers, saying that it's funny that he's the number one player, but he still needs somebody else to translate for him to talk or something. And people reacted like they took that as an offense, and he had to issue an apology. What y'all think about that?
Well, listen, Stephen A. Smith, he get paid to commentate. He get paid to say what he want to say. I don't think it was offensive. I didn't think it was. I just think that he said what he said, and you know, this is a hypersensitive society right now. Every time you say
let's get into the world of sports. What is going on in sports? Give us updates, fellas.
Terrell, what's going on in sports? Okay. Yeah, Terrell.
Yes, sir. We got the NBA Finals game.
Or person. You're bound to get some pushback from it. So, as of right now, I don't care.
I think he got paid to do it. I think he got paid to say the insensitive remarks to take that hit, because like Mont said, everything that you're doing today, when you have a platform, is being magnified 10 times more than what it is. So he knew he was going to get some backlash for saying it. Like Mont said, we talk about race, creed, and you know, language barriers and things of that nature. People are going to take offense to that. So he knew saying that on national television, there was going to be some backdraw from that. So personally, I think he got paid to do that stupid shit.
Yeah, and then he was in the news. He was in the, his name was circulated about how much he made a year and stuff like that. He make like $12 million a year. And he said he makes more than some basketball coaches, some NBA coaches. It don't matter. You know, I hate when people put their salaries up. I hate it. Like, you can't spend their money, so what? They make $12 million. Go find a way you can make $12 million. Who cares? Like, who cares? I just don't like that. These athletes' contracts are.
Hey,
you develop an opinion of them of their game. Man, he gets $12 million. Yeah. He should be able to play. He should be able to do this. He him right. Just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Just because he make this amount of money don't mean he have to. You know what I'm saying? He gonna have bad days. Of course, you're gonna perform at a high level because they're getting paid such a large amount of money. But guess what? They earn it. That's like their career. They went to school for it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're a teacher, you don't go to school so you can maximize your potential. The bachelor's degree, you're gonna get your master's degree, you're gonna get your PhD. So you're gonna put yourself in a position to make more money. Just so happen their skills and their talent allow them to make money. So just because they off or whatever, they ain't living up to their potential basketball wise, but you know, that game, it doesn't make sense. Like, have the same I don't care, but it doesn't make sense. Just play basketball. Just worry about yourself.
But Mont, you think Randy Brown should be making $15-16 million a year?
Who?
I'm just using Randy Brown as an example because you was like, it shouldn't matter what his salary is. I'm saying, you think everybody should be paid equivalent on the team, though?
Yeah, they should be getting paid according to their skill level. Like, if I'm a teacher, and I'm a teacher, I go into the field. Of course, I'm not going to make, when I go right into the field, of course, I'm not going to make what a three-year teacher make or a four-year teacher make. It scales his level. So get paid according to your level.
Nah, I think, I do agree you should get paid according to your skill, but... I don't really know that player who he was talking about, J.C. Young, but I guess he's not that good of a player. I think that they should get paid a lot of money too, because they're sacrificing. They could be doing other things. They could, you know what I'm saying? So he got the right to be there. He might not be good as a LeBron or like Kobe was, but he's still there and sacrificed a lot to get there, even though he's not at that status they're at too.
Man, hey y'all. I kind of hate that the topic. Like, I hate when people like the public, like how kind of in what y'all just saying, how the public will criticize a player.
Yeah, they like, always criticize the player.
Right, but most people have never seen or been in contact or played against an NBA player. Like, the trashest player by, I guess, NBA standards will murder you. Like, will on a basketball, like, I've seen some low-level basketball. Like Jared Dudley. Jared Dudley will cook you on the basketball court. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this
Pat
dude
Beverly will cook you.
Right.
Hey, Hal met that. That came from the soul. He said the weakest player will murder your shit.
Will kill you, dude. Like, for real, man.
These 50 easy. 50 easy.
Easy. Like, these dudes are masters of their craft, man. Just because, you know, like every quarterback in the league is not going to be Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, but just because he's not don't mean he's trash.
Correct. I love that. Hey, speaking of that, Hal, I want to say something on the trans football side.
Well, it's not nothing new, but a new update is that a report came out that Adam Schefter said this morning that Aaron Rodgers does not plan on returning back to Green Bay. What do y'all think he gonna do? Like, well, I mean, this ain't new, but he really saying, I'm not trying to report. I don't want to go back. I'm asking the fellas, what do y'all think Aaron Rodgers is gonna do in Green Bay? Lamont, what you think first?
Well, my personal opinion, he don't want to play for the ownership, so I think he's going to sit it out.
The season?
Yeah, I think he's going
to
sit it out.
You don't think he's going to force his way out and get traded to some destination that he want to go?
You can do what you want to do. It's still up to the owners to trade you. So if he makes a suggestion to say, I'm going to sit it out, it's up to the owners whether they're going to move or not.
But he has the power, ultimately.
Yeah, but then he's losing money. He's losing money right now as he speaks because he didn't report to the mandatory minicamps. He didn't report to that. You know what I'm saying?
Jackson, what's your gut feeling on this, bro?
In all honesty, y'all going to think I'm thinking too hard on this. But honestly, I think it's just to block us from pressuring him on what's going on with Deshaun Watson. That's what I want. I don't give a damn about no damn Aaron Rodgers. That motherfucker under contract. He signed it. Returned to the team. I want to know what's going on with Deshaun Watson.
I think
they blocking us from going to know what's going on with that. Like, what's up with the investigation? How come ain't nobody?
What's the latest to that, y'all? You know?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Like, that's funny he went there because I was going to wait till y'all kind of got through that point, and I was going to point out. So I was going to say, does Aaron Rodgers not wanting to play for his organization, are they painting him in the same light as Deshaun Watson when he don't want to play for his organization?
That's a good question, Terrell.
I think they are. Not on that level with the sexual accusations and all that, but right. I think they are.
But see, Myron, the sexual allegations never came until he said, I don't want to play for this organization no more.
Right.
Correct. Right. I agree.
Hey, and then with the, I guess that's the correct term, sexual allegations, but it's not like he went and had sex with none of these girls, right? Like they were just accusing him of wanting them to massage his genital area. Isn't that what it is, right?
Let's just say he wanted them to give him a happy ending.
Yeah, allegedly
a happy ending.
So okay, so Myron, do you know of any of your knowledge that it's still remaining civil or has it become criminal?
Last I heard that they were trying to sue him civilly and everything just like national news just dropped it. They're not reporting it anymore. And I think because there's no story there anymore. The alleged victim stories are falling apart. They're not making traction in the court. So there's nothing against him. They plotted against that dude.
We all agree that that's what it came for. So let me ask y'all this. Does Deshaun Watson start for the Houston Texans week one? JCI.
No, I heard the inside track to him. If there's going to be a move, he has two options. Send it out in Houston or Philadelphia.
Philly?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I could see the article, but that's what I heard in Philly.
Okay, so, all right, not Jason Young, but Myron, transition to another topic.
All right, y'all, that's the world in sports. But look, check this out. I got to bear with me, y'all. I got to kind of put this in context for y'all. So there's a guy who went on vacation with his girlfriend. His parents is pretty wealthy, and he's an IT consultant, so he makes six figures, and his girlfriend is a teacher, 45, she makes about $40,000-$45,000 a year. So they went on this trip, and his parents were noticing that she really wasn't eating like that. Like, she usually eat like 3-4 times a day. On a trip, she would eat just two. So he was basically like, they went on vacation. It was an expensive vacation. And he noticed that she wasn't really eating. So when they got home, he asked her, why was she skipping out on meals? And she told him, like, I couldn't really afford it. He wanted the trip to be 50-50. He wouldn't give her money or help her, nothing like that.
What? And
they got home. And he was like, I heard your stomach growling a couple times, and I wasn't sure, like, what's going on. You weren't eating like you used to do. And so, basically, he's asking. He wanted the trip to be everything split 50-50.
Yeah, that's cool, though, Myron. Yeah.
Hold on. Let him finish.
Yeah, she agreed to it, but I don't think she realized the trip was going to be that expensive. And so he was asking people, was he wrong in this situation? Go ahead, y'all.
Yeah, I feel like no matter what, you should let your bitch starve like that. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Myron, could you please
read the disclaimer?
That's a disclaimer moment, Myron.
Please read it. Please.
The views and thoughts expressed on this podcast are those of the people who are saying them. They do not reflect none of us. That's the short version. Go ahead.
Thank you, Myron.
He can't let his bitch starve.
No, like, so he literally asking that like a legit question, like if he or not.
Yeah, it went viral last week. This is a legit question, and Twitter ate him up. Some people agreed with him. It was like she grown. She knew she was going on vacation. This and that, and some people like, dude, you bogus. What y'all?
Yeah, you make six figures,
correct?
And your girl don't, and you felt that she should split 50-50 with you.
That's a problem right there.
Nigga, you can afford it. You said the man makes six figures. He's an IT consultant.
Yeah, he's an IT consultant. Yeah.
The man got bread, so you bogus as hell, man. Like,
wait, so Myron, what was the relationship status?
They were dating. I don't know for how long.
They were just dating.
Yeah, they were dating. They were boyfriend and girlfriend. They were in a relationship with each other, and his parents are wealthy. So I think the parents paid for the trip, but everything else, they were, you know, like activities and stuff and food, they had to pay for themselves. And she said she couldn't afford it.
Hey, well, hey, I'm gonna say this real quick. I know one thing I just learned. Everybody ain't Lamon Phillips around this motherfucker.
Hey, look. Hey, cause hey, Lamon gonna take. Hey, Lamon gonna pay for her trip. He gonna pay her rent for the month before and the month after. Mike gonna take care of everything. He gonna build her a new back porch when she gets back. She ain't gonna have to worry about nothing messing with Mike.
Oh, phone no great. Hey, baby, get you a Lamon, baby. Get you a Lamon.
Hey, get you a Lamon. Get you a Lamon.
Hey, it's time for me to speak, and I'm gonna speak very clearly. But in regards to the topic, he's wrong, point blank wrong. You just wrong. If that's your girlfriend, dude, you don't ask her to split half or nothing. What is wrong with you?
I agree with that.
You don't do that. If you say you want to go on vacation, you ask her, do you want to go on vacation, possibility for the trip? And you really,
you went out for just a second.
Hello?
He gone now.
That's no, he I'm not.
Yeah, mind you, just kind of going in and out. But hey, Mon, I got a question for you in regards to the situation.
Hey man, would somebody please tell Jacoby leave that damn Wi-Fi alone, man?
Hey, you putting all my business out on my
No, we good. I'm just saying, if you're gonna stream at night, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, you was on one today. You cutting up, dude. You cutting up today.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, could y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Come on, get this shit right, because I'll be damned we get to the end of this shit. No.
It's right. I was getting a phone call. It's a video phone call from.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. Sorry about the inconvenience that
it's
I called.
It's all good.
Quick.
But hey, Mon, I wanted to ask you in regards to the situation.
Go ahead.
We all agree. We all seem to agree that Buddy was in the wrong. But with old girl, should she have even went on the trip if a dude gonna ask her to pay half of the trip?
That's a good question, Terrell.
I guess she. I kind of agree with you because he did say that they agreed to go 50-50 on everything before they got there.
Okay, so 50-50 on everything, meaning that's 50-50 for the room, 50 for the stay, 50-50 for the travel, right? 50-50 for where they're going to stay.
We don't know the details, Lamon.
But we don't know the details. But I'm saying, though, if you say I'm going half for the trip, go half for the trip, meaning we're going to go half for the rental car, we're going to go half for the room. Why are we going to go half for the food?
I agree.
Y'all think I was just joking, but low key, like, hey, real quick though, I really do really want to say that I ain't even a joke this time. Like, bro, like, on the real though, like, even, like, just say they did agree upon this. Even if she did know the circumstances before she left, at the end of the day, y'all, you take that up with her when y'all get back home. Don't let the woman starve, man.
Yeah.
Like, the woman starve. And then if she broke the agreement when she get back home, then don't mess with her. But don't let her starve and she has to, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Hey, y'all.
Go ahead.
Did y'all hear what he just said? He said,
I'm not gonna let nobody starve, Jason. Not my lady, you tripping. I let your weak ass starve, but I ain't gonna let my
starve. Clearly. you cleaned that up real quick. Then you have to get on your ass about it. I can't even get a Golden Corral meal out
the hey,
hold on. Let me tell y'all what she said. So he said she also said that she doesn't know if this is going to work long term, and she is expected to go on vacations like that with people who make so much more than her. He said felt bad that he did not pick up her discomfort sooner, but they did agree to split everything 50-50, and he doesn't know why she agreed to come if cost was an issue.
Man, because she agreed to come because she liked your old goofy Boy, I want to cuss. So
they must have been eating like meals that cost about $150, $200 a plate or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think I don't know exactly where they went. I can't locate that right now, but I think they went to an island where it's kind
Jason, of. Think about this. Even if that was the case, Jason, I agree. Who the fuck wants to spend $150? The average motherfucker ain't gonna spend $150 a plate. But like Myra said, if you making $100K plus a year, that shouldn't bother you. You making $100K a year, bro. Like, man,
right, my, right, like, but, and my whole but thing that, is but this. That, go ahead, but, for real.
That's also just a mentality. Right? Yeah. Like, not everybody who got money, like some people are just real cheap. You know what I'm saying?
And
just real cheap and real petty. Like that's so that's it. That's Buddy. That was Buddy character.
Yeah.
Like that. That didn't really have nothing to do with money. That just, that was a character issue.
I agree. Jason, yeah, me too. I gotta ask you a question, Jason. Do you know anyone who this story could relate to closely? Do you know anybody that cheap?
Do I know anybody that cheat? Man.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna say
I thought maybe he was having a Miami flash.
Hey, listen.
At the end of the day, Tommy was full and she knew who the fuck she was coming over with.
Hey, listen, come on, dude. But
then,
to real. Yeah. All I know, if you was in that situation, you would have had to peep my vest home. That's all I'm gonna say.
she'd have got a sandwich or something.
Yeah, she'd have got it. Man, but that's bogus. Yeah. All jokes aside, that's bogus, man. You don't.
Yeah, I don't think nobody on this phone would have been. Yeah, correct.
Nah, you don't do that, man. Myron, go to the next topic because he's going to make me go smack him, whoever did that.
All right, next story, y'all. Black officer was punished for listening to rap. So he filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against his department in Syracuse, New York. He was on his Facebook, and in the background, he was listening to rap music. So he was up for a promotion, and his manager was like, you've been denied the promotion because you listen to rap music. And he was like, what? And so he went ahead and filed a lawsuit against them. And yeah, and his captain told him because he was listening to rap music, he was denied a promotion because he's gang affiliated. That's what he told the black cop. What y'all think?
Another example of restricting a black man from an opportunity that he deserves, all because of his race. What does rap music? Oh, let's miss the heavy metal. Heavy metal is serious.
Heavy metal worse than rap.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And there's a, you know, they're starting to use like defendants. Rap music on YouTube and all that in their trials to try to convict them.
Yeah.
You mean like actual rap artists, right?
Yep, rap artists.
With their lyrics against them.
But they don't, but that's a huge bias because they don't do country music. They talk shit in country music too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
He said, yeah, they do. He said, yeah, they do.
Yeah,
but then again, it's another example of discrimination to the highest level. Like that's stupid. Like I don't want to talk about that because it disturbs me. It really disturbs me that I don't want to talk about it. Somebody else say something.
And you said that was in Syracuse, New York.
Yep, Syracuse, New York. Yep.
Can I throw something out there real quick? I know we got past the sports topic and everything, but we forgot to mention the young lady that got suspended. Did we talk about that?
Shakara Richardson.
What was y'all opinion on that? The way America glorifies marijuana, that's all she did. So why are we suspending her?
I'll say this. I don't think there's nothing wrong because she was smoking. She smoked it in Oregon. Marijuana is legal in Oregon. But yeah, once you sign that contract with that track team, I forgot the name of the organization, but it's like the World Doping Agency of Sports or something that oversees the Olympics. They have a set standard of rules. I think the rules need to change, but she knew the rules and she signed off on it. Like, yeah. They come to your house 3 times a day at like 8 in the morning, and you got to drop a urine sample. That's how strict it is. So she knew the rules, and hey, she took it. Like, she signed up for it. So the rules are the rules, in my opinion. I think they need to change, but she knew what she was doing.
But I heard there's an update with her story. It's something, a good update with her. I didn't get a chance to hear it on the radio. But
well, at first, she was just suspended for 30 days. And okay. That means she will be able to run in the relay race. Now, they saying no, she's suspended, so she's not going to be able to participate in this Olympics at all. So we have to see her in the next 4 years.
No, wait. It's another update, though. It's something outside of that.
She did get a sponsor deal with a vaping company for $250,000. They offered it to her. She didn't take it. She didn't make a decision, I should say. What do y'all think about that? Because I don't think she should do it. What y'all think?
Yeah, I think because that's not her career field. Like that's not what she owns. She, you know, she owns, you know, the track, and I would say, I guess she would need to look at it and just, you know, if it doesn't go against her morals and mm-hmm. things that she believe in and stuff like that, I don't see why she shouldn't do it.
I think,
but also, you know, the fastest way to change a person's vision is to give them another one.
That's good, Hal.
You see what I'm saying? So like they could be trying to, like, you know, throw her off. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think she can throw off. I think the vaping company see an opportunity to promote themselves.
Sure. Yeah.
Given the platform she in, this is Kyle Richardson. You know what I'm saying? If she vape, you know what I'm saying? Who else gonna vape? You know what I'm saying? I think the company reached out to her for, you know, just probably try to put a little cash in her pocket. Just promote our brand and we'll give you $250,000.
I don't think she should, because it's gonna put her in the box. If she does the vaping deal, like, she can make so much more money from sponsorships, being on the Weedy box a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
From all of that, in the long run. So, I mean, just because she's not running in the Olympics, you know, track and field, they run all year round. Right. So there's other sporting events that she's going to be a part of that she could keep her name out there.
Because if she goes the vaping route, then that closes off, like what you're talking about, right, Myron? All the endorsements of Wheaties and all that type of stuff like that. Yeah.
How old is she?
She's
20,
20, 21.
21, 22. She got a long time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think, I don't know, man. In my personal opinion, she should have never got suspended. It's weed. It ain't like she took some freaking steroids to enhance herself to you know. It's
Did
weed.
Did Michael Phelps smoke weed, or was that after the fact?
Michael Phelps was in the picture with a bong, but so it was kind of different. I don't know if he tested positive for marijuana, but they just had a picture of him with a bong at a party.
So listen up. He smoked weed. Guess what? It's a race car. He was white. He was a good swimmer. He can breaststroke. He can backstroke. And he can front wave. He was good.
So was she.
Go ahead.
But he a white face.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say that could be true. But hey, she signed those papers and she knew what it was. She took responsibility for it. Now, do I think the rules need to change? Yeah, because I don't think marijuana needs to. Me personally, I think marijuana should be legal worldwide. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper.
I said that. Yeah.
This might be a little bit deeper. I honestly think all drugs should be legal. We could get into that later. I have my reasonings why. But I think alcohol is the most dangerous thing out there. It kills people. It breaks families. I've seen alcohol do more damage than any other weed or whatever. But Yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
Everybody blowing loud. You can go from the United States to Amsterdam.
I agree. That's why I said I think it should be.
But everybody ain't smoking crack, Meyer.
But you don't have to. That's the thing. This is me personally. I think drugs should be legal, because whether it's legal or not, people are going to do it. Just because it's legal don't mean, oh, my little son Johnny is going to grow up to smoke crack. It don't work like that. I just think that the war on drugs is used as a way to hurt the black community. I don't think it's really a war on drugs. I think it's a war on the black community. I think drugs should be legal. That's just me. But
I'm in agreement with Myron in regards to
the rule. Crack, though. Weed,
yeah, yeah,
crack.
The weed. As far as the young lady, if she signed that contract, then that's like you gotta hold to that, no matter how much you disagree with it. Like if you disagree with it that much and you want to smoke weed, then you don't sign the contract.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you say, okay, well, I disagree with this, but I'm gonna sign this contract for my Olympic future, and then you break the contract, like those are the consequences of it.
Exactly. Yep.
But again, like, and I'm with Myron. The rules should be different, but that's what the rule is right now, and she signed the contract.
Check this out. Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson sparked an online debate after revealing how much he thinks should be spent on a first date. So he was online and he answered. Somebody was like, how much money is too much to spend on a first date? He said, anything over $50 is a red flag. What are y'all thoughts?
That's why them Jonathan Anthony. Jonathan like that.
Yeah.
First of all, I ain't gonna let you put me out there like that. First of all, if the bitch worked for $100, she gonna get $100.
She said what? What you just say?
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are from those who are saying it themselves. We do not agree. But Jason, do you know somebody who that damn cheap to spend just $50? That's drinks on a first dinner. That's just drinks.
First of all, you asking the wrong person, because JC, I'm going to take you to Applebee's and get a 2 for $27 around this motherfucker. So, you know, you asked the wrong person. $2 for $27 is right up this motherfucking alley. And Bobby's ass run on back to that goddamn Fairfield East.
I want to go first when it's time to get it off your chest.
Hey, Meyer, let's transition right now.
We'll hold that real quick. But hey, y'all, Richard Sherman, y'all heard what happened to Richard Sherman?
Yeah, domestic. You got a domestic.
All right, tell us about it real quick. What's going on?
Nah, he did a domestic violence. So we got to see what's happening.
They questioned him about a hit and run too, with something else too. Yeah, it's a hit and run situation too.
So I don't know the gist of. I got to look it up. But yeah, it was reported on ESPN. He got a domestic violence case against him. So we don't know what's going on with that. Details coming later.
Hopefully he come out on the higher end in that situation, man. Hopefully he didn't do what they accusing him of.
Yeah, because he's pretty good.
If details come out that he packed shorty,
then
he... If details come up that he went upside, look mama head.
Yeah.
He gonna be playing in the NFL this year.
Yeah, he gonna have to sit on down.
It's
overweight completely at his age. His dumb.
How old is Richard Sherman? Like 38?
No, I don't think he's that old. I think he's about 36.
But he way past his prime, though.
Yeah. To be doing stuff like this, yeah.
Right,
They sat Ray Rice down at 27.
Okay.
Man, is anybody... I just forgot about the whole Ray Rice thing, but... Has there been any updates on Ray Rice, or like what his life been on?
I think he got banned.
He just never got a chance.
I think the Raiders gave him a chance right after the case. That was it.
Oh, wow.
And so it was just a wrap for him then, huh?
That's a wrap.
He was a marked man, I think, because I think his was the first and the most blatant. So
Yeah, he whooped her ass. Correct. Yeah, that was bad.
Really? No, he drove Shorty in the elevator. You ain't supposed to do no shit like that.
We know that, Jonathan, but do you gotta be so? Oh,
I'm sorry if it hit home, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jonathan is on one today.
guess what? People be stores and do what they do. Nah.
Hey, hell, your cousin's full of shit, man.
hey. People don't get internet and put on flat screen TVs. Come on, man.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Oh, that shit hit the soul right there, brother.
Hey, JCI.
Yeah.
You ain't got a week to get it off your chest. I'm on his heels.
Hey, y'all. So, I was reading this thing and it said that men control access to marriage and women controls access to sex. What do y'all think about that?
Say that one more time, Myron.
Men control access to marriage and women control access to sex.
Men control access to marriage and women control access to sex. That's very good. Hal, I know you're going to break this shit down good. I need to hear you, Hal.
Yeah. You said break what down? I'm sorry.
And now he want to be, I'm sorry. You heard the question.
Hey, come on, man. Don't make me get on your own. Get the ride. Hey, Jonathan, I'm fast, man.
Hey, you know, but Myra asked a real good question. I don't know how he broke it down, but somehow it was a statement that came out that man has access to marriage and women has access to sex.
Okay.
That's good there, ain't it?
Yeah, I can see that.
I see it too.
I can see that. Like as if they kind of use that as their weapon or the
Myron, can you break it down?
I just seen that. I don't think it's used as a weapon, but like.
Yeah, it's not used as a like, weapon.
Maybe used as a weapon is the wrong word. I mean, more so used as like leverage.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it could be used as a weapon.
Leverage is a weapon.
Well, I mean, they react.
It could be weaponized, but I don't, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I can see that. Man maybe can use marriage to kind of get what they want. And, you know, we all know some women in certain situations use sex to get what they want.
Correct.
See how I cleaned that up?
Yeah, but guess what? Both parties getting used, so it don't even matter.
Right.
That is true.
At the end of the day.
That is true.
Okay, so is it better to feel wanted or needed in a relationship?
Is it better to feel wanted or needed?
Yeah.
I would say wanted.
I would say wanted. Yeah, correct. Because if a motherfucker feel like they need you, then that leads to a motherfucker feel like they're using you. And that's bad business. I want a motherfucker to want me, not need me. You know what I'm saying?
But are we talking about, it can feel like using, but I don't know. It's not always that though.
What's your thoughts, JC, huh?
On the part of being wanted or needed?
Yeah.
Anybody gonna always feel wanted because, you know, if you're dealing with a female, 9 out of 10 times, I'm not saying males don't, but females, she may have plenty of options, but she want to deal with you and your dirty drawers. So it's always great to feel that she wants you for you, rather than she needs you as a clutch or, you know, for whatever reasons or, you know, shit that each party provides for the other.
Yeah, because sometimes people use people for hitting boards. Who knows?
Y'all crazy.
Mark, you said people use people for headboards.
Yeah, sometimes headboards are very effective.
Oh, headboards come with housing voucher, huh? The whole housing voucher on it.
So Myron, what was the initial question you said?
Man control.
he got something in his bag.
Can you come again, Myron? Can you come again?
Lay it out, bro.
Oh, wow.
That's hilarious.
So the minute Lamar says I do, she calls.
Oh man! Hey, listen.
Oh shit!
Hey, listen. I'm gonna say this real quick.
Y'all, we joke with our family. We some shit that if we don't mean, we just all anybody on this phone, on this podcast rather, is blood and we cool. We crack jokes, so don't.
These are all jokes. Nothing.
Yeah, these are all jokes. It's our, like our you know some. Correct.
Trouble. It's just all jokes.
Correct. It's just no. Serious though. We do. Like if we went on a lab.
Wait. Who took it that far? Talking about this marriage is in trouble.
No, because listen, Myron. It's important for him to say that because outsiders they'll listen at this and think it's bullshit. But we just do this. You know what I'm saying? Like this is how we joke with each other. Okay. It don't mean no harm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Terrell. No, let Terrell chime in real quick. Go ahead.
No, hell no. You're not getting
out of this. Why my cousin can't chime in for?
Because no, he ain't your cousin right now. I'm your cousin. Get all this.
I'm your cousin.
Sometimes when you go through a lot of things, your eyes be everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Eyes are place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a conversation.
My last 72 hours was like the 72 hours prior.
Mm-hmm. Very productive.
Very productive.
What? Yeah. Hey, listen, did you change gears like if you changed the gears in your truck?
Hey.
These men is off the fucking chain. Go ahead, Terrell.
I'm not participating in the foolishness that's going on this podcast.
All right, y'all. So, hey, the next verses, y'all, is the Locks and Dipset. What y'all think about that?
The Locks and Dipset. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got to go with the Locks.
Dipset was cool, but I
got to
go with the Locks.
Me too.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good one, but definitely got to go with the Locks on that. They got too many.
Yeah. All right, Myron. Let's transition to something else.
All right. So, bring up some topics, y'all. We're open.
Ain't no really topics with a multitude of people. And I somewhere else, but they can't get their ass.
That's hilarious.
So when you have wondering eyes...
Oh,
you
shit.
Can't sit still. So when your eyes are all over
Mike, when you got wandering eyes, you can't keep your you can't you don't realize the prize that you have at home. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. But I'm trying to be discreetly in my delivery. Okay? Okay, Terrell, you a cousin now. You back to your cousin now. Go ahead.
No, you got it. You the boss.
Terrell, how have your last 72 hours been, sir? We about an hour in now.
Get it off your chest.
All right.
I'll start.
Okay.
I know a lot of people used to JC on, you know, like cracking jokes and doing all this, but in this segment, I want to be honest about something, be more on a serious note with it. So I'm gonna change it up a little bit for the audience with this one. So what I want to get off my chest this week is I'm happy to see all my brothers punch a clock this week. From private investigating to wearing an apron to doing routes to helping aircraft.
Oh my goodness.
To showing people where they sit. I'm happy everybody is doing their thing this week.
Oh my goodness.
That means a lot to me.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
That's good business there.
Hey, oh my god.
That's good business there.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
Hey, listen. I ain't got nothing to get off my chest. Cause my chest hurts.
Oh man.
That's good business there. That's good business there.
Hey JCI.
Yo.
I wanna take this opportunity to say thank you. What you gotta get it off your chest, J5?
I'm going to say something real simple and sweet. I want to get this out of my chest. When you edit this shit, I don't want to hear that same Toys R Us ass music that you always play.
Yeah, switch it up, mom.
All right. Yeah. All right, cool.
Play like some Nas or something. Some different
okay,
beat.
So here's the thing. They only got instrumentals, right? But
yeah, it could be an instrumental.
And listen to me and stop over talking me now. It's called copyright. So whatever instrument we use, we gotta do a copyright. It's gonna take a longer time to post because that's like a paid thing. So if we get paid for it, let's say we get paid for it, right? We get paid for this podcast. Some of the money
I was reading the status and a young woman said man is supposed to provide in this generation. She said men are supposed to provide no matter what. This generation is all twisted. I agree with her. Mm-hmm. Although, I think women confuse what it means to be provided for and taken care of. Because a lot of men will always provide, as in providing something for you to do to help him make things work. A lot of women think because they can't sit back with their feet up that the man ain't being provided for. A man should provide purpose, security, and direction, but not like a stress-free life with no work at all.
To go to the publisher of that artist. That's why I don't use like instrumentals and music because it's a publishing thing. So that's why I only use the instrumentals that Anchor provides. Get it? Got it.
Hey, I want to get something else off my chest real quick, y'all. Is that okay? Is that appropriate, Myra?
Go ahead.
All right, thank you guys for listening to Four Dudes in America. My name is Myron, and I'm out. Fellas, outro.
Hey, this is Terrell. We appreciate y'all tapping in with us, man, keeping up with us. Tune in for the next one. It's going to be a great one.
Hey, this is J5, everybody. I appreciate the love and support, as always. Next week going to be hot.
This is JC on another another episode in the books with the fellas. Hopefully this weak-ass channel can get our shit together consistently, and we'll be back at y'all next week.
Well, Jason, y'all said it, so
you can give a woman a home and a garden, and she will always be mad you didn't sweep her new floor and water and plants. You get what I'm saying?
No, I think he said sweep the floor. I think providing from a man standpoint, because men want women to be submissive. And I think that if you have to ask for it, it's not really submission.
At all.
I think as a natural leader in your household, as a man, you should be a provider, but providing is more than monetary. I think this generation, and I'm glad I'm not in the dating field now because y'all are crazy. I think this generation only thinks about money, and it's more than money when you're providing for your household. You have to provide mentally, physically, emotionally, all of that. So I think that sounds like it's just focusing on the money, and it's way more than that. Way much more.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to get off my chest. I just felt like, you know, some women feel as if, you know, being provided for and taken care of, what it's two different meanings.
We should get we need to get a woman, a lady on here so we can talk to her and see what she thinks.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, fellas. I don't care about none of these dudes on the podcast. I don't care. And my name is Lamont, and I'm out. I don't care. I'm gonna take my time. Now I talk to y'all next week if I want to. Bye.
All right.